August 24th, 2001. The receptionist at O'Grady, Steinberg, Marconi, and Horgan recognized Jillian by now. She walked in with a wave and moved through the pale halls of the law firm, receiving the tepid smiles of those who either didn't know her or knew her too well. She rapped on the doorsill of Arthur's office and craned her head about the metal frame. "Dinner time?" she asked. In his chair, his back was to her and his face lowered. She thought he must have been reading. But when he revolved, she could see he'd been crying. "Heroin?" he asked her. He said it several more times, but she never found her voice to reply. "This morning," he said, "Muriel made an emergency motion before Harlow to reopen discovery and depose you."
"Me? You?"
"The motion said you appear to have information favorable to the defense. It was so ridiculous and low, I refused to upset you by mentioning it. I came through the courtroom door firing hot ammo, cheap, theatrical, unethical, scummy, words I'd never used in public about another lawyer. The idea of trying to make this case personal. And finally, when I was done carrying on, Muriel asked the judge for 10 minutes and handed me 6 affidavits, all from people who sold you heroin or saw you buying it. Even so, I wasn't going to take the word of smack whores. But I met 2 of them this afternoon, Jillian, face to face. Both had kicked. One's a drug counselor. I mean, they weren't happy to say it. I mean, they were just telling the truth, telling me the truth about you. I mean, this was the first thing I asked you. You told me you were sober at the time of Rami's trial. I answered your question. I told you I hadn't been drinking to excess. I was a witness, Arthur, an educated one. I answered the question. And then, sometime in the last 4 months, you didn't think it. I mean, don't you realize what a fucking problem this is, legally? Legally? For Rami, legally, he was tried before a heroin addict. He's not the first defendant whose trial judge was impaired. The case was appealed, Arthur, twice. There have been endless post-conviction proceedings. No court has ever found anything near reversible errors. And what about the Constitution? She couldn't follow the reference. The Constitution? The Constitution, Jillian, promises every defendant a fair trial. Do you think that means a trial before a judge who's committing a felony on a daily basis? Not only a judge whose thinking is bound to be disturbed, but who's out on the street and therefore has a powerful motive not to antagonize the prosecutors and the police.
Ah, she sat back. She had not thought of this part at all.
"Muriel's already called to ask what I'm going to do," he said.
And
I told her. I'm going to move to amend my complaint for habeas corpus to allege that your addiction violated Rami's right to a fair trial.
You're going to put me on the witness stand?
If I have to. Do you expect to prevail, Arthur, with this new tack? You mean, would I do this just to get even with you, Jillian? No. Pamela started the research. A new trial is dead bang. But my position is that retrial is barred under the Double Jeopardy Clause. The state failed to meet the fundamental responsibility of providing a competent forum. Muriel seemed willing to listen on that point.
Let me understand, said Jillian. I'm the scapegoat. A triple murderer is going to walk away because I was addicted to heroin. That's how it's going to be explained in the press?
Arthur chose not to answer, but only because there was no point in denying it.